Blog Talk Radio.
Watch out, Road. You're about to get stomped on. With the next generation of ultra-high performance tires. For the modern muscle car, it's a new level of traction, stability, and wet braking capabilities. Step up to the all-new Nitto 555 G2. Check it out at nittotire.com. It's what's next.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts Provision. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's only one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop, www.jackieap.com, the blog about the radio show, social network pages. If you want to donate or sponsor for Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you, that is the place to do it. Go to my one-stop shop, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day, wherever you're at. Possibly here right now, I think you just heard that music blast, and that's why I had to run across. I'm on the move today, and I'm still here at church. I just got out of church, and I'm going to be sticking around. That is why you may be hearing the wonderful, lovely sounds of the background outside, because I'm using my cell phone today to record the show. So please, I'm just going ahead and say right now, forgive any possible background that you may be hearing at this time, okay? Still wanted to come to you today, of course, to wish all of you once again a wonderful and blessed 2016. I mean, this is it. The last time I did a show was on Thursday, which I, of course, did it on my end. And once again, to listen to the shows on my end on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsprovision if you want to hear my show during the week. Like I said, I broadcast during the week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And, of course, right here on the Caliwood Media Network on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. So those are, of course, the times in which you can hear Thoughts for Vision. So, and any time that you're able to listen, please know I so very much appreciate it. I mean, so many shows that are TR radio network, and any show, any time that you spend listening to this show is greatly, greatly appreciated. But even though I am on the move today, I still, of course, wanted to call in and greet all of you that are listening. And I'm just letting you know, being that I'm on the move, hopefully it should be obvious, but just in case, well, not necessarily, but I just need to make it clear. Since I'm on the move and I'm still at church, I'm nowhere near a computer at all, okay? So, unfortunately, I will not, I don't have access to my switchboard, so I won't be able to either receive calls or go into my chat room today. So, apologies for that. But I still wanted to and greet, pray that everything that you want for this year 2016 comes to pass. I pray. I truly, truly pray that everything that you see for 2016 comes to pass. Or maybe I need to ask, do you have a vision for 2016? Do you find yourself year after year, after year, after year, just the motions, just seeing the same old thing, doing the same old things, believing what you always believed? But you got to be willing to take the time to do something different. I mean, you really can't expect something different when you're doing the same thing all the time. And with that, I welcome you to do my blog for the month. And I welcome you to my blog for the month. And the blog of the month is titled According to Your Faith. I welcome you to check that out. And the way you can do that is go to my website, JackieAP.com. Once again, that's JackieAP.com. And you're going to hit on the link that's under the picture that says Thoughts for Vision blog. You hit on that link under that, and it'll lead you to my blog, and you're going to see the video. It's a video. The blog this month is a video titled According to Your Faith. And I welcome you to check that out. I did it on yesterday. That is my blog for the month. You know, my first blog for the year 2016. So I welcome you to check that out because, I mean, the video says it all. It's according to your faith and what you believe. If you want something different, you've got to believe that you can have something different. You have to believe that. Do you have the faith to believe that 2016 is going to be a great year? Or do you once again think, oh, well, this year is just going to be like any other year? But, hey, if that's what you believe, then that's what's going to happen. But if you're ready to believe for something different, then simple. You got to do something different. You got to change your core way of thinking. You got to change your mindset. You got to change your attitude. You got to change the places that you go. You know, you got to change the people that you're around. Now, that can be a hard one. And I understand maybe family members, you can't change your family members, but you just may need to minimize or if see at all, you know, that's up to your decision as to how you feel they're either adding or taking away from your life. Or definitely with friends, you know, there's a season where maybe certain friends in your life was there for a reason, but you're in a season where, you know what, this with this person on, seems like we're kind of going in different directions, so I don't know. You're going to be one of those people that I see at the church or wherever, or I just see you at work or something, but you may have to decide. And see, that's really a hard one when it comes to people, because people, if we allow them, they can hold us back, if we allow them to. But you got to be willing in love to, you know, maybe tell someone. You may have to just straight tell someone, you know, you may need to just kind of take a break for this season of maybe seeing each other so much or whatever you have to do. And that can be difficult to do, to bring forth the changes that you need to make in your life. You need to just decide to do it. You know, the decision is yours. And this decision is only yours to make. Do you want 2016 to be different? If so, do whatever you need to do to make 2016 different. And once again, like I said, I welcome you to check out the latest blog that I did yesterday. Like I said, it's a video called According to Your Faith. Once again, go to my website, JackieAP.com. Click on the link under the picture that says Thoughts for Vision Blog. That'll lead you right to my blog. And I welcome you to check out the video, okay? Or also, of course, you can go on the Thoughts for Vision YouTube page as well. Once again, go to my website, and you can go to the link that page where you see the YouTube. It's a link there. You can click on that. That'll lead you to the YouTube page, and you can see it on my YouTube page as well. So whichever way you want to check it out, feel free to do so. I welcome you to check it out. But, yeah, I just had a wonderful New Year's. I hope y'all had a wonderful, blessed, and safe New Year. Of course, I spent my time celebrating with some great friends. Like I told you on Thursday, I was on, well, two different New Year's Eve shows. Of course, with the first one being with the TJRS Radio Network, my good, great colleagues there. It was just an awesome show. And then, of course, we did a show on the Caliwood Media Network following after the TJRS Radio Network. Both shows were just wonderful. I welcome you to go into either or both the archives and check out those great New Year's Eve shows that we did, especially one here on the Caliwood Media Network. And we replayed it yesterday. So you can go either way. You can go to either Thursday night's show or yesterday's show, and you can listen to the wonderful New Year's Eve show that we did on the Caliwood Media Network. But it was just great hanging out with them. And, of course, I watch service online. And for those of you who don't know, I attend West Angeles Church of God in Christ, where my pastor is Presiding Bishop Charles E. Blake. I just ended up watching Watch Night service online, and that was a wonderful service. And the one who gave the word, in fact, she gave the word again on in today's service, and that is the one, the only evangelist, Joyce Rogers. And she serves as the International Youth Chair Lady of the Churches of God in Christ worldwide. She is just an awesome speaker. She spoke on the Watch Night service, and she just spoke right now as I got out of the service. She was the speaker for the Sunday morning service, and she's just awesome. If she is ever in whatever town that you're in, if you're not here in California, like I said, she's out of Dallas, Texas, but if she ever comes to your neck of the woods, I welcome you to just go and check her out. She is just an awesome, awesome woman of God. And what she said in the service today, she talked about the unforgettable. And that's what we can expect in 2016, the unforgettable. So, and she picked that up. Reason why she hit on and focused, of course, on the unforgettable. She actually took from the one, the only, and at this point we have to say, late legendary singer Natalie Cole. And definitely prayers going out to the family of Natalie Cole. She passed away either on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And, of course, she was, a legendary and awesome singer. And prayers going out to her family and her passing, and condolences to her family. But that's where Evangelist Rogers took from when she was talking about the unforgettable. And her message, as always, was just awesome. And I pass that on to you to believe to have an unforgettable year. You know, make 2016 the best year that you ever had. And like I said, if you want 2016 to be different, you got to be willing to do something different. You know, you can't continue to do the same old thing and expect a different result. Okay? You want different results? You got to do something different. And you got to figure out what is going to make your 2016 different. What's going to make it different? What are you going to do to make this year different? What are you going to do? That's for you to, with the Lord's help, help him to help. He'll help you to figure it out. You know, he'll help you. You know, you may be starting off this year, you know, asking the question, well, Lord, what would you have for me to do? See, just ask the question and he'll show you. He'll show you. He will show you. But you got to be willing to ask. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking. And you got to be willing to open the door and let him in. I mean, he's gonna knock. He's just going to stand, behold, at the door and knock. See, he's a gentleman. He's not going to barge in or force his way in. You got to, as you hear him knocking, see, you got to have that tune, as I always talk about, you got to have that tuned ear to hear. You got to have that tuned ear to hear his knock. And then you got to be willing to go to the door, open it, and let him in. And that's the bottom line. You have got to be willing to let the Lord in. You got to be willing to let him in, bottom line. And as you let him in and you seek his face, he will show you the mysteries. As you open up and read his word, he will show you the mysteries. As you pray to him, he will show you mysteries. You know, he will show you signs and wonders. I mean, no good thing. The Bible talks about no good thing will he withhold from you. No good thing. He will not withhold it. See, if you find yourself feeling, if you find that you're feeling like God is withholding something from you, it's just simple because you ain't asked him to show it to you. See, that's the only way he can, in a sense, withhold it from you is because you didn't ask him for it in the first place. But if you pray and seek him, saying no good thing will he withhold from you. And that's something that you just simply got to remember. No good thing will he withhold from you if you seek him. You got to seek him. Are you willing to seek God in 2016? You got to ask yourself the question, are you willing to seek him? Are you willing to seek him? Not just seek his hand, but seek him. There's a difference. Cares that you love him. That you love him. Not just that you want what he got, but he wants to know that you love him. to the sound of my voice to seek God for yourself. I mean, other people can pray for you and encourage you, but you have got to seek the Lord for yourself. This is an individual walk, and all of us have to take our individual steps with the Lord to seek Him and get on the path where He would have for us to go. That's an individual thing. See, certain things we may do corporately, like attend church and fellowship with our fellow churchgoers and friends and things like that. There's some things that we can do on a corporate level. Us really having that one-on-one, on-time relationship with God, that's individual. That's an individual thing. Taking the time to really seek Him and pray to Him and get in His Word on our own time. See, that's an individual thing. We got to have that one-on-one relationship with Him. We got to have that one-on-one relationship with Him. Can you say that in your life? Can you say that you trust God in every way, shape, or form? In every way, shape, or form. You got to believe that God is the only one that we can go to in times of trouble, in times of transition, in times of sacrifice. Times can be difficult to where we can't see the way out. But the good thing is when we see those times where we have those times where we can't see a way out, the best part is that we know who has the way out, and that's the Lord Almighty Jesus Christ. He has the way. He knows the way when we don't see the way. You can trust and believe that He will lead you on the path to righteousness. See, when we can't see the way, God knows the way. Because, simple, He created the way. He formed the way. He paved the way by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, on this earth to die for all of mankind, to shed His blood for all of mankind, because He loved us that much to where He wanted us to have relationship with Him. He cared about us so much, and He wanted to bring back relationship with us so much that He sent His precious Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. But even yet, to show us further His love, when Jesus had to return back to Him, when He had to go back to heaven, He still did not leave us. The Bible talks about how He would send us a helper. And, of course, that is in the form of the Holy Spirit. And that's who the Holy Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit is that, you know, that we have that time where we go, well, something told me not to do that. Or something told me to do that. We always want to form our mouth to say that right. But that something is not just something. That's the Holy Spirit. He is our guide doing the right thing. You know, that pull to whether we should do this or whether we shouldn't do that. That's the Holy Spirit within us working to lead us and guide us. So He's got us covered in every way, shape, or form. Persons. God the Father, the Son, God the Holy Spirit is alive and well today. He's there God and all three of his persons are alive today. And it's our choice to accept them. It's your choice. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. It's up to you whether you're going to answer or not. So I hope you take what I said to you today and really apply it, new year that we have upon us. You have to decide for yourself. Is 2016 going to be different? Or is it going to remain the same? Are you going to do the same things? Or are you going to do something different? Choice is yours. So I hope what I said to you today has been a blessing to you, something that you can really grasp onto and think about for this year, this upcoming year that's upon us. God wants to do so much in your life that you got to be open and willing to receive it. You got to be open and willing to be willing to do something different, to make this year different. Listening to the sound of my voice will do just that. The reminder, again, trying to think, is there anything that I need to let you know about? The only thing I need to let you know about, which is once again on behalf of the Caliwood Media Network, and once again, as I always say, blessings to the one, the only executive host and producer of the Caliwood Media Network, Miss Cassandra Calloway. Once again, prayers and blessings to you for allowing me to have this time as a part of your network every Sunday. In fact, I mean, racking my brain, I'm about to come up on officially on the 22nd, Sunday, January the 22nd, 2012 was the first show as a part of this network, the first Thoughts for Vision show that I did as a part of the Caliwood Media Network. I mean, in a couple weeks, like I said, officially on the 22nd, I will be celebrating 4 years. That will be 4 years officially celebrating being a part. And I say to you, Cassandra, thank you so, so very much for the time and the platform to be a part of your network. I don't take it lightly, and I sure don't take our friendship lightly. You know how much I love you and just everything that you're about and what you do. And I'm just glad to be a part of it and that you allow me to be a part of it. And I do not take it for you or our friendship for granted. I just thank God for you. Just thank God for you and prayers and blessings for what the Lord has for you in 2016. I pray that everything that you want to come out of 2016 comes to pass. I mean, however the Lord leads in the growth and the development of this great network, hey, just I'm there with you every step of the way. And I love you greatly. Love you greatly. And the only thing that I can think of to announce and reiterate once again on behalf of the Caliwood Media Network, once again, we are in need, in serious need, of an upgrade to a new video camera. And once again, to specify the type video camera that we need. We need one that has a mic input, either a mic input where we can plug in a mic with a cord in it, or we need one that has a mic built onto it, you know, a mic attachment to it. Because now as we're getting more jobs, as I shared with you before, Cassandra Calloway is now has opportunities to work Los Angeles Sentinel, which is a black newspaper here in the city of Los Angeles. The floor is opened up where she'll have opportunities to go to events on their behalf. And Lord knows, so many more opportunities that we're looking to have to do red carpet events and the like. We need, it's so important now that we have the upgrade to that, to a new video camera. Like I said, it has to be one that has a mic input where we can plug in the mic with a cord in it, or it can have a built-in mic to it, whichever one. If you want to be a blessing to us in that way, once again, give you the info to contact Ms. Cassandra Calloway. You can call her, area code 323-302-2820. Once again, 302-2820. You can email her at info@CassandraCalloway.com. And her name is spelled CassandraCalloway. Once again, the email is at info@CassandraCalloway.com. Or, of course, to reach her through her PayPal, you can go to the website, which the website is Calliwood, that's Callywood media.com. And you can scroll all the way down where you'll see the social network links. You're going to hit the Facebook link that leads to the Calliwood Media Network page on Facebook. And you're going to see a link there that says PayPal. You click on that, and you'll see the button where it says donate funds. Or if you're an electronic store or a department store listening right now and you want to just donate us a camera, whichever way you want to do it, hopefully you can either donate us the camera or you can donate funds. And that is the three ways you can contact Cassandra Calloway. By phone, once again, area code 323-302-20. By email at info, that's I-N-F, as in Frank, O, at CassandraCalloway.com. Or once again, through PayPal, once again, go to CalliwoodMedia.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom where you'll see the social network link. Hit the Facebook link. That'll lead you to the Calliwood Media Network page on Facebook. Then you'll see the link that says PayPal. Click on that, and you will see the donate button. Or you run an electronic store or a department store, you want to donate us a camera. Feel free to do that. But we are so in need of that. And whatever help you can be with that to us, we'll be more than happy to appreciate it. Or if you want to help out with any other needs that we may have, whether it's with equipment, with transportation, also that's always a great need. You may own a rental car place or some kind of car service if you want to, you know, donate some car time to us or whatever to get out to events. We'd appreciate that as well. If any help, whether it's funds or services that you want to be to the Calliwood Media Network, please contact Cassandra Calloway by phone, by email, or PayPal and help us out for the show on today. And once again, if you want to contact me or find out what you need about Thoughts for Vision, once again, you can go to my website, www.JackieAT.com. Once again, that's www.JackieAT.com. AT.com. I mean, everything is there for you. My phone number, my email, my PayPal. I mean, just the links to everything, the blog, the radio show, social network pages. I mean, just everything is there for you to check out. Once again, www.jackieap.com. It's going to wrap up the show for today. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful 2016. I will see you on the radio Tuesday. And once again, to check me out Tuesdays and Thursdays during the week, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsvision. Take care and God bless.